It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. It's a Saturday basketball extravaganza here at Unitego. A huge, huge, huge MAC girls matchup today as Unitego welcomes Delhi to town. And this goes a long way in the MAC standings. We'll talk about all of that during our Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles on two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Want to welcome in all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. I know some of the Faulkner family is listening today in Texas, so I want to welcome them in. And it's a great time of year for family that might go south into warmer temps for the winter, but they still want to keep up with the upstate New York high school basketball scene. It's all thanks to SFCU, and you can go to WCDOsports.com. You can listen live there, or you can go back anytime in our game audio archive and listen to these games for free. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. Delhi comes in with a record of 10-4, Unitego 11-1 overall. But both these teams, basically, if you looked coming in on Friday morning, there was a five-way tie for first place in the MAC between BG, Walton, Unitego, Delhi, and Green. Now, that's been broken up a little bit since last night. Walton hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to beat Green in Walton by two. So that gives Green their second league loss. Basically, everybody had one league loss coming into last night's games. And this is going to go a long way. Now, this game was originally scheduled for Thursday, and it got postponed because there were no games on Thursday night. The ice, the snow, the rain, freezing rain has really just kind of wiped everything out. So the schedule is kind of all over the place. So this game was originally set for Thursday. It's now here for Saturday afternoon, and what an atmosphere here, folks. It's very, very packed here at Unitego. I love looking around because you're not only seeing the diehard fans, the student sections, but you're seeing the casual fans. You're seeing fans coming from other schools. You're seeing different coaches from around the MAC, all here because it's a Saturday. There's not a ton of games going on today, so this is really one of the big attractions. So it's great to be here, and I'm very excited to call this game here this afternoon. Again, it's the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has 150 vehicles, over 150, on two locations. Of course, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Both teams are finishing up warm-ups. We'll talk a little bit more about today's game here between the Spartans and the Bulldogs on WCDL. We'll be back.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. You know, when you have bad weather and these games get rescheduled, not everybody wants to give up a Saturday, but Jim is just like me. He wants to get these games on the air, and it's very exciting. So a big thank you to Jim. Couldn't do it without him. This is a two-person operation for sure. So it's just great to be here on a Saturday. Unitigo girls hosting Delhi. Of course, Delhi is the defending New York State Class D champions. They are not in Class D this year. They're in Class C. So much different look here for Delhi, but they've had a great year. They had a little bit of a rough start, but they played a very, very treacherous schedule. Since then, they have really picked up some big-time wins, including being one of the only local teams to knock off Bainbridge Guilford 36-33. And that's what I'm excited to see here today, the chess match between the two coaches. Of course, Todd Bruce always seems to have a trick up his sleeve and was able to do that on the road at Bainbridge Guilford earlier this year in that three-point victory. Always prides himself on having a team that can play great defense. So Unitigo is going to have to come to play today. But, of course, longtime coach Bob Zee, whether it's at Oneonta or here or some of his other stops, he always has a plan well, and this is a Unitigo team that is athletic. Everybody on this team can play. He will empty the bench. He's not afraid to. He's got athletes that can run up and down the floor. And, of course, they were the Section 4 Class C soccer champions. This is a team and a group that's used to winning, so they certainly don't want to lose here today on their home floor. So it's going to be a fantastic matchup. So we're going to pause for the national anthem and the singing of the national anthem, of course, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Set to be a great game here today between Delhi and Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll be back on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Starting lineups here today, folks, between Delhi and Unitigo. First for Todd Bruce and the Delaware Academy Lady Bulldogs. They start with senior number 2, Aileen Nealis. They have senior number 11. This is the girl that makes it go, Anna Post. Senior number 12, Reagan Brocky. Freshman number 21, Sylvia Little. And sophomore number 22, Sophia Wakin. On the other side for Unitigo and head coach Bob Zee. This is a team that only has one senior, so the future is bright here for the Spartans. Sophomore number 4, Dana Stepp. Sophomore number 20, Megan Perry. Sophomore number 21, Morgan Perry. Senior number 22, Morgan Newman. And junior number 23, Haley Lucia. And I got to say, folks, I'm all fueled up for this game. When we do a Unitego game, we give out our Jake's Deli of Otigo Player of the Game Award. So somebody's going to get a free sub here today. But owner Jeff Newman brought me a sub. I'm all fueled up here. So I had a turkey sub before the game from Jake's Deli down in Otigo, and I really appreciate that. That got me ready to go here today. So I'm all fueled up, and so are both of these teams, the Delhi girls and the Unitego girls. Unitego is in the home white uniforms. The hunter green trim says Unitego in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms. The black and the white trim says Delaware Academy in white and black lettering across the front of the uniform there. Student section is ramped up and ready to go. This is a great crowd for a Saturday game. Sometimes you never know on a Saturday with all the other activities and events that are going on what kind of a crowd you'll get. But as I said, not a ton of local games today, so this is a big one in terms of if you wanted to see a great game and it got rescheduled, this is a perfect opportunity to come out and watch these two teams. Unitego will go right to left, Delhi left to right. Megan Perry will jump it up for Unitego against Anna Post of Delhi, and we're underway. Unitego will win the opening tip right into the hands of Haley Lucia. She's at midcourt, and we'll start things off here for the Lady Spartans. So we're underway between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. Unitego looking things over on offense. They'll go back up to Haley Lucia at the top of the key. Left side here for Morgan Perry. Step-in jumper off the back of the rim. Dana Stepp with a rebound. That's one thing with Unitego. They can be a streaky shooting team, so we'll see how they start off here today. Here's Dana Stepp in the corner. Step back three, rattles in and out. Rebound for Morgan Newman. She puts it up and she's fouled. Looks like by Sophia Wakin. 7:25 to go, first quarter, and Unitego looking for their first points of the contest here from Morgan Newman. Again, thanks for joining us for the Butler Auto pregame show before our tip-off today. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, they will get you financed. First shot for Newman is up and good. So Morgan Newman opens the scoring for Unitego from the line with 7:25 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming here for the lone senior on this squad. Newman settling in, second shot, left it short, rebound for Anna Post, lost it, but Sylvia Little was right there to scoop it up. Little ahead to the far side, now looking for Aileen Nealis. Nealis back up top for Little. Little gets into the paint, wants to pass down low for Anna Post at the left low block. Post with the baby hook in the lane, it's good. She would not be denied on that possession. Banks it off the glass, and Delhi takes a 2-1 lead. They'll come with some full court pressure, but Lucia's able to slice her way through it for Unitego. Cross court pass for Dana Stepp, and now to Morgan Newman at the foul line. Again, Unitego going right to left. Back out for Haley Lucia. Gets a screen at the foul line. Goes far side, but she traveled as she was passing that one into the far side corner. With 6:50 to go, first quarter, it is a 2-1 game here for Delhi, and now they'll look to throw it away. No. Lucia was there to tip it, but Sylvia Little was able to scoop it up in the backcourt. Now for Reagan Brocky at midcourt. Brocky gets double teamed, but gets it across for Sylvia Little. Right side for Aileen Nealis. Step in jumper, left it short. Anna Post is there, puts it up. It was partially blocked. Little with the rebound. Little lost control of it, though. Ball pops up in the air. Both teams scrambling for it, wrestling on the ground. We'll have a jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it with Delhi. With 6.5 to go in the first quarter, it's a 2-1 lead for Delhi over Unitego in this very key girls' MAC matchup. This game will go a long way for deciding who is going to be somewhere in that top four and what seed they will have for the MAC semifinals. So Delhi is going to have the possession here on the baseline. For a quick second, it looked like they were going to give it to Unitego, but Delhi does get it. And they'll inbound it on the left wing side. Now they'll get it back up to Reagan Brocky at the top of the key. Brocky will double dribble and give it away back to the Unitego Spartans with 6:22 to go in the first quarter. Both teams kind of feeling each other out so far. Delhi with the early 2-1 lead. They'll get the ball into Haley Lucia. She'll get across midcourt. Lucia looking to set it up. Down to the far side for Morgan Perry. Reverses for Dana Stepp. Looks like just a very aggressive zone here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Left side for Haley Lucia. Bounce pass into the corner for Megan Perry. Her pass was intercepted, but it goes right back off a deflection there for Haley Lucia. Lucia lost control, though, and Anna Post comes up with the loose ball. Post gets across midcourt and finds Reagan Brockie. A pass to the interior for Sophia Wakin was knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Bulldogs with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. 2-1 the score. This so far shaping up to be maybe another low-scoring contest. That's a Delhi special sometimes with their defense, what they like to dial up. Nealis tries to get it to the interior. She's stuck in the right corner and was sandwiched there, lost the ball, and Lucia comes away with it. Here's Haley Lucia down the left side of the floor. Now she'll pump the brakes, reset on offense, and we'll go left side for Dana Stepp. Now for Megan Perry. Steps back at the foul line, drains a jumper, and Megan Perry gives Unitico the lead 3-2 with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. In the backcourt, they will find Nealis. A little full-court pressure here. Delhi is able to break it. That's one of the keys against playing against Unitico, is being able to handle the full-court pressure that they have. Down low for Anna Post. Pump fakes, and Megan Perry is going to be whistled for the infraction there. She gets the foul, and Post will go to the line with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. So Post will settle in. Talk to her. Talk to both sides pregame, but talking to Anna, I mean, she is a hard competitor, but she seemed really dialed in today, so interested to see what kind of a performance she has. Post at the line, first shot for Anna is good. So all 3 points for Delhi coming from Anna Post so far, and we're tied 3-3. We have 5:15 to go in the first quarter here at Unitego today. Great crowd on hand. Second shot coming here for Post. Takes her time, deep breath. This one rattles in and out. Rebound for Morgan Perry of Unitego, and she's fouled, bumped in the backcourt by Reagan Brockie. First foul on Brockie, second on Delhi as a team. Team foul situation, 2-1 in favor here of Unitego, meaning that Delhi has more. So Delhi has the two, Unitego has the one foul so far. Here's Haley Lucia to the left side of the floor. Now for Dana Stepp, three-point line extended in front of the Delhi bench. Stepp takes it down low, kicks one into the corner for Morgan Perry. She takes it to the rim, lays it up and in. Morgan Perry saw a seam and was able to expose it, and Unitego leads 5-3 with 4:45 to go first quarter. Right side, it's tipped out of bounds as Nealis was trying a chest pass there to Reagan Brockie, punched out of there by Dana Stepp. Last time we saw Unitego was against Bainbridge-Guilford. Stepp just had a whale of a game down in Bainbridge. That was great. She really stepped up big in a tight loss that night for the Lady Spartans. Delhi with the basketball as they go left to right. Unitego student section making some noise. Here is Reagan Brockie. Steps back for three. It's too strong. Rebound for Morgan Newman. Newman stops in the backcourt, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but finds Morgan Perry on the far side. Perry cuts through the defenders, finds her sister Megan in the corner, pull-up jumper, left it short. Sophia Wakin was there to clean up the loose change on the glass and comes forward here for Brockie. Brockie tries to find Anna Post at the high post. It was intercepted, but right into the hands there as it was knocked away for Sylvia Little. Little finds Post again down low at the right low block, trying to create some room, and they'll say it was a three-second violation on the far side there by Sophia Wakin, who was kind of camping out on that far side low block. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, a 5-3 lead for Unitego over Delhi. Delhi's going to go to the bench. Riley Mason comes in. Reagan Brockie will get a breather. Again, some full-court pressure here, just loose pressure by Delhi as Unitego brings it up the floor, just not making anything easy. Back at the top of the key here for Haley Lucia. We'll hand one off for Morgan Perry. Perry reverses for Dana Stepp, who now will hand one right into the breadbasket of Meg Perry. Step up jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound, Morgan Newman, jump ball. And this time it'll stay with Unitego. Boy, it's a battle underneath as both teams have some good bigs who are strong and command some position down there, and they're really jockeying and fighting for it. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Unitego leads 5-3. Haley Lucia step up jumper, rolls all the way around the rim, pops free, rebound for Anna Post of Delhi. Back across midcourt. Here's Post and finds Riley Mason. Mason tries to go back to Post, and it was kicked there by Meg Perry. Both teams falling down to the floor there. Great job by Post to help up Meg Perry. Good sportsmanship, and Delhi will take a timeout. 3:20 to go first quarter. Unitego 5, Delhi 3. Will step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. 5-3 is the score here at Unitigo. The Unitigo girls hosting Delhi. The Spartans with the lead over the Bulldogs. Again, 5-3. Out of the timeout, Delhi with the basketball. Right side of the floor for Sylvia Little. Little down low, hugging the baseline. We'll kick one over for Nealis, far side. Back up for Riley Mason, who stepped up big over the last couple of games. Now she has her pocket picked. Unitigo comes away with it. A diving pass ahead for Dana Stepp, and she finishes it off. Dana Stepp got a great pass there from Morgan Perry, who was falling out of bounds, managed to save it and keep it in. It's Unitigo 7 at Delhi 3. Sophia Waken with a great feed from Sylvia Little finishes that one off. Great pass there, feeding it through for Delhi. That cuts it back to a 7-5 game with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Morgan Perry is going to have to come off here, as looks like when she was diving on the floor, got a little cut on her knee, and is going to have to get that taped up. So we'll see who comes in, and it will be off the bench, Jenna Faulkner. So Faulkner, the sophomore, again, we said her family was listening down in Texas today on WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you listening along. Hey, we'll also have the game on Monday when Unitigo hosts Cooperstown. So hopefully you can tune in then as well. That should be a great one on Monday. 2:40 to go first quarter. It's a two-point game. Faulkner's in the game. We'll have a jump ball at midcourt right as Unitigo gets it in. Ailey Nealis was able to tie it up, and this time the arrow gives it back to D.A. 2:35 to go first quarter. A tight one as expected. Unitigo leads by a deuce, 7-5. Here is Sylvia Little across midcourt. Delhi with the basketball going left to right. Little will go to the far side. And now into the corner for Aileen Neal. A step-up jumper is off the rim. Won't go down. Unitigo with a rebound. Faulkner ahead for Haley Lucia. Lucia in transition at the left elbow. Stops. Pulls it back out. Wants to reset on offense. Now they'll go to Faulkner at the top of the key for Dana Stepp. Stepp stops on the right side. Looking for options. Goes down low for Morgan Newman. Turnaround shot is partially blocked there by the freshman Sylvia Little. And Delhi comes away with the ball with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass here for Mason. Now back to Sylvia Little. Unitigo is sitting in 2-3 zone. Delhi wants to get the ball to the high post for Anna Post. They've had a little success so far, but a nice running jumper here by Riley Mason ties this game up. Mason faked the pass to Post at the high post, then had a running jumper and finished it off. So we're tied at 7 with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Haley Lucia. Step back 3 from downtown. Too much mustard on that one. Ball knocked out of bounds. Off the rebound, it'll stay with the Spartans. Lucia with a good look there, but just a little too much spin on that one, and it flailed off the back of the rim. Delhi back to the bench. Alana Ruker will come in, and Sophia Waken will head to the bench, the sophomore. Unitigo will look to inbound the basketball. They find Meg Perry in the paint, had it stripped. Good job by Anna Post to hack that one away. It was clean. Delhi will bring it back up the floor with 1:25 to go first quarter. Just constant pressure by both sides here on defense. Into the corner now to the right side for Riley Mason, but knocked out of bounds by Morgan Newman, who was trying to steal it away. Nate Lull with you here this afternoon on WCDO. Glad to have you along as Delhi will inbound the basketball. They go to the top of the key for Sylvia Little. Little into the corner now for Aileen Nealis. Nealis to the high post for Anna Post. She's got a lane, takes it in and finishes it off. Anna Post with 5 points, and Delhi takes their first lead, 9-7. Here with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Unitigo quickly back up the floor. Newman will find Dana Stepp now for Haley Lucia, far side for Faulkner. They'll reverse it around to the left side of the floor. And now into the paint for Haley Lucia. And they'll say there was a foul inside on Alana Ruker with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. So on the baseline will be Dana Stepp. And we'll see if they try to work it into the interior again as they had the last couple of possessions. The cut is there, and they find Megan Perry, tosses it up, and she's fouled with 46 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 9, Unitigo 7. Foul is going to be on Ruker. Quickly picks up her second. And that'll be the team's fourth. So four fouls on Delhi, one on Unitigo. Of course, it will reset for the second quarter. As Perry settles in, first shot is good. So Megan Perry now with 3 points, and it's back to a one-point game with 46 seconds to go first quarter. Faulkner heads to the bench, and Morgan Perry is back in. Looks like she got that cut on her knee bandaged up and is back in ready to go. 46 seconds to go in this first frame. Perry will settle in. Second shot, good. Those foul shots are going to be important today as we're tied up 9-9 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. In the backcourt, here is Chella Schnabel, who's into the game. Schnabel looking to break the press. Schnabel gets it to midcourt, gets it across the timeline, looks for Sylvia Little. Little finds Anna Post, who takes it to the rim. Oh, just that left that one a little short. Partially blocked from behind by Morgan Perry. Didn't quite get enough momentum underneath it to skim up over the top of the rim. And on the rebound, we'll have a jump ball. And possession arrow gives it back to Unitigo. Morgan Newman to the bench. Faulkner comes back in with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. And we're tied 9-9 between the Unitigo girls and the Delhi girls today here at the U. In the backcourt is Lucia. Across midcourt for Dana Stepp. Stepp right in front of the Delhi bench. Lost control, but gets it back to midcourt for Lucia. Now they'll work it into the corner for Megan Perry. Ball movement, quick back to the left side for Dana Stepp. Steps in for three off the back of the rim. Rebound for Post. Lost control of it. Couldn't quite haul it in. Knocked out of bounds with 11 seconds to go first quarter, and we're tied 9-9. Dana Stepp will have the inbounds pass. Into the corner now for Morgan Perry. Perry back for Faulkner. Now for Haley Lucia. 5 seconds left. Meg Perry steps back for a long two, draws up an air ball. Ball rolls out of bounds with exactly 1.1 seconds left. And it's 9-9. And so Delhi is going to have to go the whole length of the court. We'll see if they just get it in. Probably really no chance of getting a shot off. They do get it in, and that'll do it. Tie ball game at the end of the first quarter. I'm Nate Law. Stay tuned. We got more coming up. Delhi and Unitigo girls tied up at 9 on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier, Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter here in Unitigo. We're tied 9-9 between Delhi and Unitigo again. If you were looking at the MAC standings on Friday morning, there was a five-way tie for first place on the girls' side between Delhi, Unitigo, BG, Green, and Walton. Walton hit a three-pointer at the buzzer last night to beat Green by two. So that broke up that part of the five-way tie. We'll see what happens here today. So the next 7 to 10 days are going to be very interesting here as we get ready for the MAC playoffs. Delhi with the basketball, a shot from Nealis on the left-wing side. Is too short, and a rebound for Unitigo. They'll bring it back up the floor. Across the midcourt timeline for Haley Lucia. Lucia will get to the top of the key and look to set up shop. Lucia with a chest pass to the far side for Faulkner. A little give and go right back to Lucia. She'll finish it off. Great pass by Faulkner, and Lucia was right there for her first points of the game. Haley Lucia now makes it 11-9 in favor of Unitigo with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor for Brocky. Brocky gets to midcourt. We'll go to the far side for Little. Back to Anna Post. Takes it to the rim. No, dumps it off for Sophia Waken, who couldn't quite finish it off. And then Post is whistled for a foul on the rebound as she was fighting for it there with Megan Perry. So the first foul on Anna Post, and she's going to have to stay out of foul trouble. with 7:12 to go in the second quarter. She'll have to be smart. Unitica will get it in. They lead 11-9 here on their home floor on a Saturday afternoon against Delhi. Here is Lucia, now for Faulkner in the corner. Faulkner back up to Morgan Perry, reversing left side for Haley Lucia. Top of the key, three-point line extended, setting up the offense. They go back to Faulkner, right side in front of the student section, back to the top of the key for Dana Stepp. 10 on the shot clock. Stepp says, I'll take it myself. Great running jumper, just left it short. Post was there for a rebound. Outlet pass for Brocky. Brocky stops in transition, lost control of the ball, and Dana Stepp was there to sweep it away. And Stepp back up the floor, finds Lucia. With 6:35 to go, second quarter, it is Unitego 11, Delhi 9. Lucia takes it to the rim, and she's fouled at the right low block, and she'll shoot two. She'll head to the charity stripe. Foul is going to be on Nealis. So that's her first, team second here in the second quarter. Unitego on the other side with no team fouls so far in the second frame. So Haley Lucia settles in, first shot, too strong. And so the junior guard will settle in for her second shot. She's got 2 points so far this afternoon. One of the best ball handlers for sure in the MAC, if not the entire area. Second shot for Lucia won't go down. Anna Post got the rebound, but then lost control of it, and Unitego will come away with the ball. Went out of Post's hands and right into Morgan Perry's hands for Unitego. So the score remains 11-9 in favor of the Spartans. They find a cutting Faulkner. Her shot no good. Morgan Perry the rebound. That one won't go down on the rebound tip, and this time Delhi comes away. Post finds Sophia Wakin, and she'll finish that one off and cash it in. And we're tied back up at 11 as Wakin now has 4 points with 6 minutes to go before the halftime break. Lucia gets across midcourt, finds Dana Stepp, and Delhi is right there to meet her. Stepp lost it out of bounds. A double team of Post as well as Reagan Brocky was there, and she had nowhere to go, ran out of real estate and lost the ball. Delhi in the backcourt will inbound the basketball. They'll find Anna Post left side. Skips it across now for Sylvia Little. Little gets in the paint. Dishes one down low for Sophia Wakin. Puts it up. It rolls around the rim. It won't go down. Rebound by Megan Perry. Lost it out of bounds, but it was last touch there by Delhi. Boy, what a battle underneath as Unitego gets the ball back. The Perry sisters are just going toe-to-toe with Anna Post down low. That is a matchup. 5:35 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 11. Here's Dana Stepp, finds Jenna Faulkner. Back out, jumper here for Morgan Perry. Won't go, and Sylvia Little scoops up a rebound. Little looking to run for Delhi. Passes and finds Post, who takes it right to the rim, avoids the contact, and puts it in. Smart play by Anna Post. She's got seven. Timeout, Unitego. 5:20 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 13, Unitego 11. Girls MAC basketball action today. We'll be back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And we're back with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. It is 13-11. It's been a seesaw of a game so far here this afternoon. Right now, Delhi leading by 2, 13-11. 5:20 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along today on WCDO. And around the back pass by Haley Lucia to Faulkner. She couldn't finish it off. She's pulled off a couple of those this year. Boy, that was a beauty. But good defense by Delhi to block it away there from Faulkner. Here's Sylvia Little with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. To the left side of the floor for Brocky. Now for Nealis in the corner. Being patient against the 2-3 zone. Now for Sylvia Little on the right wing side. Little dribble drive into the corner for Sophia Wakin. They're trying to work it to Anna Post, but a travel by Wakin. Slitter pivot flip. And the ball goes back to Unitego. Faulkner to the bench, and Morgan Newman comes back in. The lone senior on this squad, Morgan Newman. Good leader here for some of these younger players, but this group just gels together very nicely for Unitego, despite, you know, quite the age gap between a bunch of the players that get a lot of time on the court. 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Unitego with the ball, trailing by 2, 13-11. Here's Stepp on the left side, reversing for Haley Lucia. One-handed bounce pass into the corner. Morgan Perry, pull-up jumper, no good. Steps there for the weak side rebound. Couldn't get it, but she's fouled. And let's see who this is on. This is going to be a big one. It could be on multiple players down low. It's going to be on Aileen Nealis. Boy, that was very close to being on Anna Post, and Todd Bruce knows it. They just had a quick word. Nealis picks up her second foul. Team's third. Unitigo still with no fouls in the second quarter. Step misses the first foul shot. Faulkner back in. Morgan Perry to the bench. And so Unitigo not afraid to use the bench here for Coach Z. Second shot for Step rattles it in. So Step now with 3 points, and it's back to a one-point game. Delhi 13, Unitigo 12, with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Riley Mason right side here for Delhi, and she'll travel. Unitigo's just making them really think about where they're going to pass that ball. And sometimes we've had, a couple of times we've had some happy feet here for Delhi. 4:10 to go in the second quarter, a one-point game. Low scoring, which is kind of what I expected here today, similar to the way that Delhi and BG was, as well as Unitigo and BG. When these teams get together, they just are so good, they just kind of lock each other down at times. 3:55 to go, second quarter. Left side for Haley Lucia. Every shot is important. It's tough to get an open look. Here's Meg Perry. Turn around, throws one up, bounces it off the glass, and it won't go down. Rebound for Delhi. Both teams are really doing a good job on the glass, too. Left side here for Aileen Nealis. Back to the top of the key for Sylvia Little. Resets the offense, barks out of play, and a bounce pass to Riley Mason on the right side. Back for Nealis, left side. 15 on the shot clock. Back up towards midcourt for Little. Back to Nealis. Steps in for a long two. Splash. And Aileen Nealis records her first points in the scorebook. And it's 15-12, Delhi on top of Unitigo, with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Large crowd here at Unitigo, but it's been relatively quiet so far. Back up for Dana Step. Step for Haley Lucia at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the far side for Faulkner. To the high post for Morgan Newman. Newman back out for Haley Lucia from downtown. Splash. Got it. Lucia's got 5 points, and we're tied back up at 15. Big-time shot from deep on that left-wing side. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Delhi and Unitigo are tied, and now the Bulldogs will give it away with another travel. And those are the calls that keep you up at night. If you're Coach Bruce, I'm sure he's shaking his head, trying to tell his team to settle down here a little bit against this pressure. They're handling it well. And once you get across midcourt, they've just had a couple silly mistakes here. Unitigo trying to take the lead. Here's Dana Step left side, reversing for Haley Lucia, looking for options, finds Meg Perry on a backdoor pass, and she'll finish it. Meg Perry now with 6 points, an easy layup off a sweet dish there from Haley Lucia. And it is Unitigo 17, Delhi 15, 2:25 to go before the halftime intermission. Here's Sylvia Little, top of the key. We'll go to the left side for Nealis. They'll work it around on offense. Nealis steps back for a short little three-pointer here. Her foot was right on the line. Couldn't get her own rebound. 2-on-1 here for Unitigo if they can hurry. Steph takes it right to the rim, but great defense by Sylvia Little to knock it out of bounds. Possession's going to stay here with Unitigo, but actually the Zebra crew is going to get together, talk about it. Coach Bruce wants to say that it was deflected and last touched by Dana Steph. I like the decision by Steph. Wanted to take it to the rim. Little's just a little taller and got back on defense and swatted it. Possession will stay with Unitigo after the officials confer. As we come up on 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, they'll get it in to Meg Perry. Perry to the rim, tosses one up. It's no good. Sylvia Little with another rebound. She's been great on the glass. Lost it, though. A steal from behind by Steph, who was right there to pick her pocket. Now for Haley Lucia with 1:55 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading by 2, 17-15. The Mac girls match up this afternoon here on CDO. We're glad to have you along. Here's Faulkner, finds Lucia, left side for a three. This one draws nothing but air and rolls out of bounds. It was good closeout defense by the Bulldogs, and I think she just wasn't 100% sure on releasing it, and the ball fluttered away. 1:40 to go, second quarter. Delhi trying to tie it back up. They trail 17-15. Here's Sylvia Little across midcourt. Little takes it right into the teeth of the defense, and they'll call a charge with 1.5 to go in the second quarter. Tough call to see here. Foul's going to be on Little. I believe that's her first. Going to be the team's fourth. With 1.5 to go in the second quarter. Coach Bruce not happy, saying the feet weren't set as she went in there. But either way, Unitigo will get the ball back with a minute and a half to go. It's been a tight, low-scoring first half, as we expected here, between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. Here's Faulkner. Dishes one off for Morgan Perry. Lost control of it. Both teams diving on the floor here. Great hustle. Back up to Lucia at midcourt as Unitigo comes out of the scrum with the basketball. 15 on the shot clock. They go to the right corner for Morgan Perry on the baseline. Perry tried to work one back out, stolen away by Riley Mason of Delhi. We come up on a minute to go before the halftime break. It's a 17-15 game. Unitigo on top of Delhi. Two good teams doing battle. Here's Mason, steps back for three. It got partially blocked, and Unitigo will scoop it away. Here's Meg Perry in the backcourt, safely into the hands of the guard, Haley Lucia. 50 seconds left. Lucia is fouled as she takes it down the court, and that'll be the fifth foul on Delhi. No fouls so far here on Unitigo in the second quarter, and this will send Haley Lucia to the line. She's just so fast in transition and just dribbles with her head up, all the fundamentals you want to see, and she just has great court vision, and it's tough to get back, and that's what we saw, a little reach-in foul. First shot for Lucia, no good. Second shot coming. Paige McCoy is going to check in. Dana stepped to the bench, getting a little extra breather, with 50 seconds to go before the half. So Haley Lucia stepping in again. Foul shots are going to be key. Lucia's second one rattles in and out. The Spartans just have not been real strong from the line. Still a two-point game, 17-15. Here's Chella Schnabel, finds Sophia Wakin. She traveled. Schnabel traveled before she could dish it to Wakin, and the turnovers just continue to plague the Bulldogs with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's Unitigo 17, Delhi 15. Unitigo trying to use up these last couple of possessions and be smart. Here is Morgan Perry at half court. Lost it. Got tripped up. Ball is still loose on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball, it looks like, here. We'll see what the official call is. No, it's going to be a foul. The foul will be on Morgan Perry. Here's how that all went down. Perry had it at midcourt. Then it was stolen by Ruker of Delhi. Perry tried to take it back. There was a scrum. I thought they were going to call a jump ball. Instead, they called a foul on Perry, her first, team's first. And so with 30 seconds left, Delhi will have the ball, and Sylvia Little has it in the backcourt. They could play for the last shot if they want. Game clock and shot clock are pretty much the same right now. Here's Little at midcourt. Reverse to the far side. It was knocked away. Riley Mason tried to feed it to the interior, and another steal by Morgan Newman and Unitigo. 10 seconds left. Lucia gets to midcourt here for the Spartans. Crossover dribble. Now finds her sister, Alexa Lucia. Hands it back to Haley. Haley with a step back three at the buzzer. Got it. Got it. Haley Lucia dials long distance, hits a three, and Unitigo leads 20-15 at the break. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Huge three-pointer there from Haley Lucia at the buzzer. And we'll be back. I'm Nate Lawler. Halftime score, Unitigo 20, Delhi 15 on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Halftime here at Unitigo. It's the girls' MAC matchup today. This is huge for the upcoming MAC playoffs. Both these teams coming into the weekend were part of a five-team tie for first place, so a lot will be decided this weekend. Our halftime score, Unitigo leading 20-15 thanks to a Haley Lucia three-ball at the buzzer. She has 8 points for Unitigo, 6 for Megan Perry, 3 for Dana Stepp, 2 for Morgan Perry, and 1 for Morgan Newman. On the other side for Delhi, 7 points for Anna Post, 4 for Sophia Wakin, two apiece for Aileen Nealis and Riley Mason. Of course, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito by calling them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Great atmosphere here today. Big-time crowd, although the crowd has been quiet for a lot of it because Delhi has been right in this ball game. And they've made some really good plays. So At the outset of the game, there was a ton of energy. Then the crowd kind of died down. But that three ball by Lucia got really, really loud in here, and it's great to see. I was at another game last night, which was just phenomenal. The Edmiston boys were hosting Morris in a great Tri-Valley League game. Of course, those schools are only separated by, you know, maybe 10 or 11 miles. They've been longtime rivals. But, you know, the gym in Edmiston last night was just electric. It was packed. There was not a seat left to be had. All the doorways were filled with people. I mean, it was literally standing room only. They were having people stand on the baseline. It was just great. And Edmiston went on to win that game 80-62, and it was expected to be a closer game than that, but it was just electric. And then in the second half, when Edmiston started to turn it up, it felt like the roof was going to blow off that place. And that reminds me of why I love doing this so much, because that atmosphere was just awesome. It was a playoff, a sectional, championship game type of atmosphere. And to have it in a smaller gym like Edmiston's, I mean, the place really just felt like it was going to explode. And I said, okay, you know, we're in the home stretch now of the regular season, and these are the types of crowds and the type of games that we're going to have to get used to, because the next couple of weeks, it's going to be fun, because there's some teams in the area that are really, really going to battle it out. And you can flip a coin on who's going to win these games. It's just going to be who gets some of the bounces and who plays a little bit better and who makes some shots. And that always makes it an exciting time of year. So again, our halftime score is the Unitego girls leading Del High 20-15. We'll take a break. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We're live at Unitego today. A great crowd. If you're in the area, stop on down and watch a great second half. If not, we'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO. We'll be back.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO. Got to give a special shout-out right now to the Del High boys team. They're on the bus right now listening on WCDO. They were on a team trip today down in Binghamton. They're listening to the game on the way back home. So thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. Hope you had a good trip today. You're missing a great ball game here. 20-15 is our halftime score. Unitego is on top of Del High thanks to a Haley Lucia three-ball right at the buzzer. Otherwise, it was pretty much 1 or 2 points, kind of a seesaw back and forth the entire way. Of course, it's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use that Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito today. Two other games going on today. The BG boys are at Newark Valley. That game is later on. And then the Milford boys are traveling right over the hill here to Franklin for a pretty key Tri-Valley League boys game. The Tri-Valley League currently has a three-way tie right now for first between Edmiston, Morris, and Milford, so we kind of got to see how that plays out, and then we'll see about what they're going to do for the playoff seed. So a couple more games to decide that, but it's getting to be that time of year when people are asking, hey, you know, when is who's going to be in first? Who's going to have the one seed? Who's going to be the two seed, the three seed? So definitely a fun time of year for that, and a lot still to be decided in the next 5 or 10 days. So, again, our halftime score, 20-15. Unitego girls are leading Del High. We'll start the third quarter. Both teams are back out of the locker room warming up, and when we come back, we'll start the third quarter on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back underway, Unitego with the ball to start the second half. The Spartans lead the Bulldogs 20-15. Here's Haley Lucia at the top of the key. as Unitego now going left to right to start the third quarter. Here is Lucia. We'll hand one off for Dana Stepp. 10 on the shot clock. They'll work it down low for Morgan Newman. Lost control of it. Tries to fire it up, and a foul is whistled with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. The Delhi faithful not pleased with that call from the officials. Let's see who the foul is going to be on down low. It's going to be on Anna Post first, second, teams first. With 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Again, 20-15 the score. And Newman will step to the line. Again, the lone senior on this team. Newman steps in for a shot. Good. Hit the front of the rim. Popped up over it and falls. Leading scorers so far today for Unitego, Haley Lucia with 8. Megan Perry with 6. On the other side for Delhi, Anna Post with 7. Sophia Waken with 4. Newman's second shot is in. And so Newman now has 3 points. And Unitego, their biggest lead of the game at 22-15. Delhi has to try to climb out of this hole here today. Here is Sylvia Little, far side for Reagan Brocky. Brocky picks up a dribble in a tough spot, bounce pass back for Sylvia Little at the top of the key. Finding Aileen Neela, step in, jumper is good on the baseline for Neela, gets it to go, and it's 22-17. Delhi won't quit. Right side of the floor for Lucia, tries a bounce pass, it was knocked off the hands there of Anna Post. Now they'll work it down low for Morgan Newman, she'll finish it off this time. Morgan Newman now with 5 points, and it's Unitego 24. And Delhi 17. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Delhi is now going right to left to start the third quarter. They're in the maroon with the black and white trim. We'll have a carry called here on Sylvia Little. Unitego will get it back. They're in the home whites with the green trim here today. I'm Nate Lull, glad to have you along on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Unitego will get the ball in. They find it. Morgan Perry back up for Haley Lucia. Lucia back for Perry. Looking for some options here. Perry with a bounce pass finds Dana Stepp. 6.5 to go in this third quarter. Here is Morgan Perry. Pump fakes at the right elbow. Pull up jumper. Oh, halfway down. Wouldn't go. And a Post with a rebound. Post in the backcourt. Will now go to Sylvia Little with 6:20 to go in the third. Up for Nealis. Pull up jumper is good. It's a 3 for Nealis. She's got 7 points. And she is keeping Delhi in this game. It's 24-20. Haley Lucia with an around the back dribble at midcourt. And dishes one off here for Morgan Perry. Perry on the baseline now. We'll look to work it back out for Haley Lucia. Boy, the move she's got with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here is Meg Perry. Now back for Dana Stepp. 4-point ball game. Morgan Perry pull-up jumper. This time it falls. Hit the front of the rim and died and went softly down in. So Morgan Perry now with 4 points. And with 5:45 to go in the third. Here's Neela. Steps up for 2 again. This one rolls off the rim. Ball is loose, goes to Reagan Brocky. Her shot won't go on the rebound. It falls out of bounds and goes back to Unitego with 5:38 to go in this third quarter. Timeouts taken here by Delhi. Our score, Unitego 26, Delhi 20. Delhi takes a timeout. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back here at the U this afternoon. A great crowd on hand. The Unitego girls hosting Delhi in a key MAC matchup today. Unitego currently leading at 26-20 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Here is Haley Lucia at midcourt. Chest pass for Morgan Perry. Perry picks up her dribble. Unitego being patient on offense. They'll work it to the left side for Haley Lucia. They'll reverse now for Morgan Perry right side. Perry goes back to the top of the key. Now for Lucia, left side. 10 on the shot clock. Unitego working the clock. Into the corner now for Meg Perry. Pull-up jumper is good. Megan Perry with 8 points. And it's an 8-point lead now for the Spartans over Delhi, 28-20. Here is Nealis. Goes back to Sylvia Little up at midcourt and the Spartans logo. Little picks up her dribble. We'll try to bounce it into the corner for Sophia Wake, and it's stolen. 2-on-1 here for Unitego if they can hurry. Ahead for Morgan Perry. We'll kick one back out for Haley Lucia. Deep 3 ball there is off the side of the rim, but a rebound here for Unitego. Back out for Morgan Perry. Perry lost control of it there, but Haley Lucia is able to scoop up the loose ball. And now they will hold on to it. Morgan Perry into the corner. Dishes down low for Morgan Newman, and she's fouled by Anna Post. With 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Going to be the third foul on Anna Post. She will have to be careful. 28-20 is the score. Unitiga will have the ball on the baseline. Now we'll have a whistle. And they'll blow this play dead so that Sylvia Little can tie her shoe. Safety first, right? 4.5 to go in the third. Again, Unitiga leading by 8, 28-20. So we'll get back underway. Unitiga will get the ball in for Morgan Newman. She'll dribble out to the left side of the floor as Unitiga goes left to right. Back to the top of the key for Haley Lucia. Dribble drive to the right side. Around the world, back to the left side of the three-point arc. They'll go to Meg Perry. Pull-up jumper in the paint. Got it. That is her sweet spot. She's now got 10 points, and it's a 10-point lead. Unitiga 30 and Delhi 20. Bulldogs have to try to start to dig out of this hole a little bit. Into the corner now for Sophia Wakin. Finds Anna Post, takes it down low, gets the bucket, and she's fouled. Anna Post with 9 points and trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. She'll go to the line with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Post got tied up there with the Perry sisters, but still was able to get the shot to go. So she'll step into the line here. And the shot for Post rattled it in. So Anna Post now with 10 points. Delhi takes a timeout. They want to talk things over. 4 minutes to go in the third. And it's Unitiga 30 and Delhi 23. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Here's our score update. Unitiga 30, Delhi 23, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, out of the timeout here in this very key MAC girls basketball game here this afternoon at Unitiga. Haley Lucia breaks the press herself, dribbles right through it, and sets up the offense here for the Lady Spartans. Now for Morgan Perry. Unitiga, I think, is doing a good job here of working the ball around, not shooting until it's late in the shot clock, down to, 10 or 8 seconds or so. Just being very wise with the basketball. Here is Morgan Perry. Shot clock's down to 5 this time. Here is Morgan Newman. She traveled. Still a lot of time left in this game. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. It's 30-23. Delhi trying to chip back in as Unitiga has really started off this third quarter pretty strong on offense. 10 points for Meg Perry. Here is Aileen Nealis. Nealis finds Sophia Wakin, and she traveled. The turnovers have really hurt DA today. They've had good looks on offense, and they've converted on a lot of them, but some of the turnovers, the travels especially, have been hurtful. Cut down on some good possessions. Right side of the floor here for Morgan Perry as Unitiga picks it up off the travel there from Delhi with 3:10 to go third quarter. It's 30-23. Unitiga is on top, hosting the Lady Bulldogs today. Dana Stepp thought about a three, thought better of it, didn't pull the trigger. Now a steal at midcourt here by Anna Post, and she's fouled. With 2:58 to go in the third, the foul is going to be on Haley Lucia. So the team foul situation, both teams with two apiece. That one is on Haley Lucia. And Unitiga will get the ball at midcourt. Delhi will get the ball at midcourt after the foul on Unitiga. 2-3 zone here for Unitiga on defense. Every possession is key. Delhi keeps getting it back. This one knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. They got to try to start converting on some of these if you're Todd Bruce's club. We'll be right back here on Monday when the Unitigo girls host Cooperstown. They beat the Lady Hawkeyes earlier in the year. They were doing a home-and-home with CCS this year, so that'll be a great game. A 7:15 tip on Monday. Here is Little at the top of the key. Little with the basketball, a bounce pass to the far side for Reagan Brocky. Brocky will loft one back up for Sylvie Little. Pump fakes, gets into the lane. Little wants to toss one up. No, she traveled. Just shuffled her feet. And the turnover woes continue here for the Bulldogs with 2.5 to go, third quarter. It's 30-23. Unitigo still on top. Delhi's getting chances to get back in, but they haven't been able to convert. Here's Haley Lucia across midcourt. Lucia again breaks the press. Ball knocked out of bounds as Aileen Nealis got her fingertips on it. And now Delhi will go to the bench. Nealis will come out. Riley Mason will come in. And Sophia Wakin will step out. And Alana Ruka will come in for DA. With 2:20 to go in the third, it's 30-23. Unitigo on top by 7. Here's Dana Stepp, and they'll reverse it to the far side for Haley Lucia. Again, time is on the side of the Spartans here as they continue to just chew up this clock in the third quarter. Here is Morgan Perry. Perry with a bounce pass down low, 10 on the shot clock. Meg Perry finds her sister Morgan back to the far side. Haley Lucia dials up a 3, too strong. She tried to bank it. Rebound shot here for Meg Perry. Won't go. We'll have a jump ball on the rebound. The possession arrow gives it back to Delhi. So Unitigo's gone a little cold shooting here with 2 minutes to go in the third. And a bounce pass in for Sylvia Little. This would be a big possession here, big couple possessions towards the end of the third quarter if Delhi could chip away, but that won't happen here as Dana Stepp with a steal. Stepp wants to take it to the rim. Her left-handed layup won't go. Little with a rebound and then a reach-in foul on Unitigo underneath with a minute 43 to go in the third. Foul is on Haley Lucia, her second, team's third. With a minute 43 to go in the third, fans were not pleased with that here at UCS today. Again, another possession where Delhi could cut into it. They trail 30-23 late in the third quarter. Here's Reagan Brocky. Brocky will work one back up to the high post now for Anna Post. Gets inside. Shot is partially blocked. Rebound is saved, but it goes to Unitigo with a minute 25 to go in the third. Rare to see Post miss a shot inside like that. Here is Lucia again. Bounce pass to the right side for Morgan Perry as they go left to right. Now back for Dana Stepp. Reversing for Haley Lucia with a minute 10 to go third quarter. Lucia slices through the defense, kicks one back far side on the right wing for Morgan Perry. Lobs one back across the top of the defense here for Lucia with a minute to go in the third. Shot clock is at 5. Here's Dana Stepp with a running jumper. It won't go. Post with another rebound. Post is going to try to take it herself back up the floor. Post across midcourt will find Riley Mason with 50 seconds left in the third. Bounce pass to the far side for Sylvia Little. Little will find Brocky in the corner. Brocky back for Little. No, it's tipped out of bounds. With 40 seconds to go in this third quarter, it's 30-23. And coming to the bench, here is Anna Post. She's going to get a breather for the last 40 seconds of the third quarter. Bounce pass here for Little. Little looking for options with 30 seconds to go. 5 seconds on the shot clock. We'll see if Delhi is aware. We'll have a kick ball right at the top of the key with 30 seconds left. Only 3 seconds left on that shot clock. Again, Unitigo leading by 7. This will reset the shot clock back up to 15 after the kick. And so it's 30-23. Chella Schnabel on the far side will inbound the basketball. This would be big if Delhi could get a bucket here. They get it in, but it's immediately tied up, and Haley Lucia grabs up the loose ball and steals it away for the Spartans. Spartans come into today's game 11-1. Their only loss this season is to BG so far. 15 seconds to go. They'll work it down low for Newman. Back out for Lucia. End of the third quarter coming up. 10 seconds left. They can play for the last shot here if they want. Here's Haley Lucia. Right side corner, back up for Morgan Perry. Has to step in with 5 to shoot. This one is no good. Meg Perry, the follow rebound, got it to go. And that'll do it. End of the third quarter. Unitigo leads 32-23 over visiting Delhi. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter on WCDL. 32-23 is the score. The Unitego Spartans leading Delhi as we start this fourth quarter here. 8 minutes to go here to decide this one. This will go a long way in the MAC standings. Unitego will look to get it in. Unitego with the basketball, 32-23, as Haley Lucia has it at the top of the key. Lucia to the far side now for Dana Stepp. Now they find Morgan Perry. She'll travel. And the ball will go back to Delhi. So Delhi will get it back, and they need to start to try to get some momentum here. I'm a little distracted here. Chance of Nate Lowe from the student section over on the far side. I appreciate that. It's a great game here. Great atmosphere. 32-23. The score now, a steal at midcourt as Unitego tried to bring it back up. Riley Mason was right there and got her fingertips on it. Ball knocked out of bounds. We'll say it was somehow last touch by Unitego, although it looked like it went off the hands there of Riley Mason. And so Delhi will get it back. Again, 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Little on the left side of the floor. Little with a bounce pass for Riley Mason. The offense is kind of stalled here for Delhi. Now they throw it out of bounds, and it goes right back to Unitego. So the Spartans trying to chew some clock with a comfortable lead. It's not super comfortable, but in a game like this, a lead like this does seem bigger than I think it normally would, because Delhi has been struggling to score the ball with 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi needs to get a push on offense, and they need to do it quick. Unitego on the baseline underneath their own basket. They'll look to get it in, and they do back up to Haley Lucia. Lucia at the top of the key. Chest pass to the far side for Dana Stepp. Back up for Morgan Perry. Unitego working the shot clock down to 10. Here is Perry back across for Haley Lucia. Dials up a three. Too strong. Rebound for Sylvia Little. Just when Unitego looks like they might pull away, they'll miss a couple of shots, and Delhi will get another opportunity. Jump ball now as Riley Mason brings it back down the floor. She's tied up. Possession arrow keeps it with the Bulldogs. Reagan Brocky back in. Riley Mason to the bench with 6:40 to go. So again, Delhi trying to chip their way back in, but they have struggled shooting the ball. 6:35 to go here, fourth quarter. Sylvia Little at the top of the key. Now they go to Sophia Waken on the far side. Waken tries to pass to the high post. It's intercepted here by Newman. Newman, a two-on-one, wants to take it herself. She's blocked by Sylvia Little, out of bounds. And it'll stay with Unitego. Newman not happy with herself there. Couldn't finish off that layup. Waken will go to the bench. And this will be Morgan Robert checking in here for Delhi. Sylvia Little appears to have an injury and will have to come out here for the Bulldogs with 6:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Is smiling, though, so we'll hope that she's okay. Again, our score is Unitego 32 and Delhi 23. Appears to be something, maybe she got hit in the jaw, something along those lines. She's gone over the bench, and Coach Bruce is going to have a chat with her. Hopefully she's all right. Big part of the offense and their point guard here. So Unitego will look to get the ball in with Dana Stepp. finds Morgan Newman on the far side. Newman, pull-up jumper, can't get it to go in a post, fights for a rebound and hauls it down. And back up the floor here for Post. Post will stop and find Reagan Brockie. Into the corner now, they'll try to work it back to Post. Ball is loose on the floor, both teams scrambling for it there, and Delhi will take a timeout. Morgan Robert was in a bad situation, tied up in the corner on a double team. And so Delhi takes a timeout. We'll step away. 6:05 to go in the fourth. 32-23 the score. Unitigo leading Delhi. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
6:05 to go in the fourth quarter, 32-23 the score. Unitigo is on top of Delhi. Again, this is going to go a long way. Coming into Friday, it was a five-way tie for first place in the MAC between Unitigo, Delhi, BG Green, and Walton. Now, Walton beat Green last night on a buzzer beater, so that helped unclog some of the log jam. And this matchup here today is going to help unclog some of the rest of it. Right now, Unitigo trying to put the icing on the cake here as they lead 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. They lead 32-23. Here is Haley Lucia, right side of the floor, a chest pass for Jenna Faulkner, who's in out of the timeout. And a post going for a steal. She gets it. And Nealis will come up in there as well and get the loose ball. And then we're going to have a foul on Faulkner, who was trying to reach back in to steal it away. Newman will come back into the game. Let's see who goes to the bench here for Unitigo. Faulkner is going to come back out. Newman looked like she got a little shaken up on the last possession there before that timeout, so just making sure that she's all right. Delhi with the ball. They still have some time here with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter, but the offense has really gone cold. They haven't scored so far here in the fourth, and Anna Post, their leader, has 10 points, but she's got to get more involved. They get it right to Post, and she's fouled on the way up. Anna's been pretty active, but it's been really good defense by Unitigo. They've been fronting her. They have somebody behind. It's been hard for Delhi, to get it in against the Unitigo defense. Even when Post has come to the high post, they've had a good job. They've done a good job of just kind of clogging up those passing lanes. So here is Post, the senior, at the line. First shot for Post is good. Anna, of course, is a great all-around student, three-sport athlete, soccer, basketball, softball, and looking to play both soccer and basketball in college next year, and has her choices whittled down to just a couple of schools. But there's a lot of schools that are definitely interested in her as she makes her second shot. And she's got 12 points. Plays soccer all year round, basketball all year round with various travel clubs, so definitely puts the time in. 5.5 to go in the fourth. It's 32-25 after Post makes both of those foul shots. Unitigo breaks the press. They're going to have to be very vigilant here as Delhi's throwing everything in the kitchen sink at them on defense. Here's Haley Lucia dishing one off for Dana Stepp. Now back to Morgan Perry. Dribble drive, takes it right to the rim. She's fouled. Couldn't get the left-handed layup to go, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. It has been a war on the interior here today between, of course, Anna Post of Delhi, the Perry sisters from Unitigo. Morgan Newman has been mixing it up in there. It's been physical, and it's been a good battle in there today. So here is Morgan Perry at the line. First shot, no good. Megan Perry has 12 points today. Morgan Perry with 5. Morgan Perry has four points. Excuse me, Morgan Newman with 5. Haley Lucia with 8. Dana Stepp with 3, the scoring for Unitigo. Second shot for Perry. This one is good. So Morgan Perry now with 5 points, and a timeout is taken by Unitigo with 5:10 to go in the fourth. It is Unitigo 32, Delhi 25. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Again, we'll be right back here on Monday as the Unitigo girls are hosting Cooperstown in a non-leaguer. Unitigo has gone up to Cooperstown's Christmas tournament the last couple of years. That tournament had some teams drop out right before the holiday break, so they weren't able to have the tournament. So Cooperstown said, hey, let's do one game between Unitigo and Cooperstown up in Cooperstown, and then the second game will be here. So Unitigo won that first game against a very good Lady Hawkeyes team, and the second game will be on Monday at 7:15. We'll be here for that game. And on Tuesday, I'll have the Sydney boys over in Delhi for a key MAC matchup there, as Delhi is still in the hunt for a top four spot, and Sydney trying to save their season. And they will need a big road win at Delhi to do that on Tuesday. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here at Unitigo today. The Spartans lead 33-25. Delhi does not get it over the timeline out of the timeout within the 10 seconds, so it's a turnover. And the turnovers have just plagued the Bulldogs here today. I'm sure Coach Bruce is not happy with that. With exactly 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Again, Unitigo leads 33-25. Here's Haley Lucia. Killer crossover. Gets to the foul line here, and the post knocks it away, but Morgan Perry is able to scoop up the ball in the backcourt. Finds Haley Lucia again in the paint. Ball is flying around here. It's like a hot potato. Lucia couldn't hold on to it. Post hustles back on defense, gets a steal, and now ahead for Delhi. Here is Sylvia Little to the high post for Anna Post. She's trying to will her team back into this game. Now for Nealis on the left side of the floor as Delhi goes right to left. Nealis into the corner. A pull-up jumper here is off the mark. Post with a rebound. Pump fakes. Wants to try to put it up and does. It banks off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Unitigo back up the floor. Score remains 33-25 in favor of the Spartans with 4:10 left. Delhi's going to go to the bench here and put Sophia Wakin back in. A backdoor cut. Haley Lucia gets a pass from Megan Perry and finishes it off. Lucia now with 10 points, and it's 35-25. The Spartans lead by 10 with 3:55 left. Here is Anna Post down low. A kiss off the glass won't go. Ball out of bounds. It stays with the Bulldogs. Post with 12 points, doing everything, but that shot just won't fall right now with 3:50 left. Timeout taken here. It's a full by Delhi with 3:50 to go. The score is Delhi 35 and Unitigo 35, Delhi 25. Don't want to confuse you. The Spartans are ahead by 10, 35-25. We'll be back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Here's the score update from over the hill. The Franklin boys lead Milford 26-19 at the half over at FCS. That's a big game in the Tri-Valley as Franklin is trying to pull the upset there against a very good Milford team. So 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Out of the timeout, our score here, Unitigo 35, Delhi 25. In this girls' MAC matchup here this afternoon. I'm Nate Lull. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's back in the Sydney Main Street Studios. He's our in-game producer. Delhi will get the ball in. They trail by 10. The offense has gone cold. They've only scored 2 points here so far in the fourth quarter with 3:40 left. Here is Sylvia Little, left side of the floor. She's back in after getting that injury. Great pass down low. Finds Aileen Neal as the ball was halfway down, popped out and wouldn't go. Unbelievable. Unitigo back up the floor. That's the kind of afternoon it's been here for Delhi in the second half. Here's Morgan Perry as Unitigo continues to try to choose some clock. They go to Megan Perry, left side. Perry has her pocket picked by Anna Post, and they'll call a foul on the reach-in. That's going to be the fourth on Anna Post with 3:15 left, and you can't blame her there. She's just trying to make something happen. Your team's down 10 with just about 3 minutes to go. Got to try to go for a little bit of everything. Four fouls on Post. Here's our team foul situation. Unitigo with three, Delhi with two. Dana Stepp will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Stepp will look to get it in, and she does, to Haley Lucia. Steps back for three. It won't fall. Rebound loose on the floor. Boy, bodies piling all over. Somehow Unitigo comes up with it. Newman takes it to the rim. It won't go down. Meg Perry with a rebound. They'll kick it back out and choose some clock. Coach Z saying, slow down here. Let's use this up and take some time. With 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter and a fresh shot clock to work with. Here is Meg Perry. Far side for Morgan Newman. Spartans trying to pick up a big win here this afternoon. Back out, Haley Lucia. Steps back for three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Unitigo with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And a timeout will be taken here by the Spartans as Coach Z wants to talk it over. Again, 2:42 to go. Unitigo girls leading Delhi, 35-25 here at the U this afternoon. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Umsadol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umsadol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umsadol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umsadol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you this afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up after the final horn here tonight. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Plus, we'll have our Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. The Unitigo player who wins that today will have a free sub courtesy of Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Haley Lucia, right side of the floor. Lucia picks up her dribble, passes down low for Meg Perry. Her shot won't go. Rebound for Anna Post. Tied up with Morgan Newman. We'll have a jump ball. Boy, those two have just battled here this afternoon. You got to give a lot of credit to both sides. Aileen Nealis will come out of the ball game, and Hannah Baxter will come in for Delhi with 2.5 to go. Time is winding down here for the Bulldogs. Spartans trying to hold them off. It's been a feisty game. Haley Lucia, left side of the floor. Crossover into the paint. Lost control of it. And the ball is scooped up and taken away here by Delhi. We'll have a foul on Morgan Newman down low in the paint. Giving the ball back here to the Bulldogs with 2:17 left. Newman's going to come out of the ball game. And Faulkner will come in. Jenna Faulkner. Again, Newman is the only senior on this team, so a lot coming back next year for the Spartans across all three sports that they have. This is a great group. Delhi trying to find their way here. They go to Chella Schnabel. A jumper left wing side is off the mark and no good with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. In the backcourt, here is Haley Lucia. Gets across the midcourt timeline. Hands went off into the breadbasket of Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner now to Megan Perry with 1:50 to go. We'll look to work it around He'll get it back into the point guard's hands. Haley Lucia, 10 on the shot clock. Lucia down low for Meg Perry. Shot in the lane is good, and it goes. Meg Perry now with 14 points, up to game high, and she'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's just been too much depth, too much strength at all the positions here from Unitigo, and this is what they throw at you. They just have a deep bench. They have guards and athletes at every position, and it can be hard to match up with at times. Foul shot here for Meg Perry is short. A rebound for Delhi. So it's Unitigo leading at 37-25 with a minute and a half to go. They pass down low for Anna Post. She puts it up. It won't go. Post gets her own rebound. Lost it out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Unitigo, and the war continues down in the paint. And it's, I mean, it's all clean, but it is some hard hitting going down there in the paint, fighting for those rebounds. It's just shoulder to shoulder, hip to hip. It's been tough. Dana Stepp will head to the bench. Anna Post will head to the bench with a minute and a half to go. Unitigo looking to put the icing on the cake here as they lead 37-25. Again, post-game show will be coming up in just a couple of minutes. You'll want to stay tuned for that. Both teams going to the bench here as we come up on a minute to go. Here is Paige McCoy on the right baseline for Unitigo. McCoy goes back up to Alexa Lucia. Lucia back to Haley Lucia. Gets into the paint. Sister to sister there. Lucia takes it down low, and she is fouled with a minute four to go. Looks like she might have rolled an ankle there. Hope that she's okay. Or maybe a cramp. Okay, that's good. That's, if you're going to be injured, a cramp is better. Yeah. She was smiling as she went down, and she's getting getting some treatment here from Meg Perry, helping to stretch her out. So that's good. You always hate late in the ball game like that to see if anybody's going to get hurt. But hey, just a cramp, something like that's okay. She's back up. She'll head to the line with a minute four to go. And so Haley Lucia, again, one of the best guards around for sure in terms of ball handling. Great three-sport athlete here, great soccer player, great softball player. First shot is good. She's still fighting that cramp, popping around at the line, but makes the first foul shot. She's got 11 points. Dana Stepp's going to check back in as Megan Perry sits down with those 14 points. That's a game high. Haley Lucia's second shot coming. I'm assuming she'll get subbed out right after this. And this one rattles in and out, so she's going to have to gut it out here until the next whistle. With a minute to go, it's Unitigo leading 38-25, trying to improve to 12-1. And this will be a turnover here on Delhi. Chella Schnabel gets whistled for an up and down. And so Haley Lucia gets a nice round of applause from the crowd. She'll head to the bench. Dana Stepp comes back in with 57 seconds left. Just a matter of time now for Unitigo. Again, their only loss this year is to BG. That was a two-point loss about a week and a half ago, 43-41. Unitigo works it down low to Paige McCoy. She'll finish it off for her first points of the game. So it's 40-25 with 40 seconds to go. Delhi kept this tight for a lot of the ball game. As now here's a steal by Unitigo, but just they've gone cold shooting the ball here in the second half, only scoring 10 points in the second half. You just can't do that. You're in a tough environment here on the road, but they had a good game plan, but just couldn't convert here in the second half. 20 seconds to go, 10 on the shot clock, and left side of the floor here for Dana Stepp. She'll toss up a jumper. It's no good. Faulkner with the rebound, puts it in. So Jenna Faulkner gets it to go, and it's 42-25. 5 seconds left. Delhi will dribble it up the court one last time, and that's going to do it. A big win here for the Spartans this afternoon. 42-25 is our final. The Spartans win on their home floor to improve to 12-1. Delhi drops to 10-5, and so the playoff picture becomes a little more clear. It's going to leave BG, Unitigo, and Walton as the one-loss teams at the top of the MAC for the girls. That means Green and now Delhi both have two losses apiece. But a lot of these teams are going to be playing each other over the next 5 to 7 days. So there's still a lot to be decided, but a lot was decided here today. Again, our final score, 42-25, Unitigo girls over Delhi. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Unitego this afternoon. Thanks for joining us. This was a great day to have some afternoon basketball. Again, this game was originally scheduled for Thursday, but because of the icy weather, the sleet and the snow, was rescheduled to today. Worked out pretty well. Our final score, Unitego girls defeating Delhi 42-25. Unitego pulling away after leading by 5 at the half to win here today, again, 42-25. Here's our scoring summary. First for Unitego, Megan Perrier, game-high 14 points, followed by Haley Lucia with 11. 5 points apiece for Morgan Newman and Morgan Perry today, so the Morgan connection. 3 points for Dana Stepp and 2 apiece for Jenna Faulkner and Paige McCoy. On the other side for Delaware Academy, Anna Post with a game, or a team-high 12 points, I should say, followed by 7 points from Aileen Nealis, 4 from Sophia Waken, and 2 from Riley Mason. So, you know, looking at the Delhi box scores recently, you've been getting great scoring across the board, and today it just didn't happen. Unitego did a great job of locking down on Anna Post and just making it very difficult for Unitego to get her the ball, whether it was in the low post or the high post. You know, Anna still got her points, but she really had to work for it, and I just thought that, you know, Unitego had a good game plan. And if you're Delhi, you did well on defense. You held a high-scoring team like Unitego that's normally in the 60s or the 70s. You held them to 42 points, and you made them work for it, but just couldn't convert enough on offense today to keep it close and to give themselves a chance at the end. Let's go through our three awards. First, it's the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award today to Megan Perry, 14 points for Unitego. She is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Just had that mid-range jumper going, and it really helped, really to help Unitego pull away in the second half. So Megan Perry, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I will give that to Anna Post today from Delhi, 12 points, rebounded, did a little bit of everything. I thought she did a great job battling with the Perry sisters down low. So we'll give Anna Post our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Next is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Haley Lucia today from Unitego. 11 points, again, just slicing and dicing her way through the defense, did a fantastic job, hit some shots late. And that three-pointer at the end of the first half right at the buzzer was fantastic and really gave Unitego some momentum. So we'll give Haley Lucia our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. And, of course, for every Unitego game we do, we have the Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. So today's winner gets a free sub at Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego. Jake's has a great variety of chips, snacks, and drinks, plus all the groceries you need, and they have a wide selection of deli meats. And with the big game coming up next weekend, make sure you call ahead. You can get your sub platter orders, anything like that, snacks for the game, all at Jake's in Otego. So don't forget about their sub platters, as I said. You can call Jake's at 988-2709. We will give that award today to Morgan Perry. 5 points for Unitico, but I just thought that she gutted it out, was really just a gutsy player down in low, battling with Anna Post. She will get a free sub courtesy of Jake's in Otigo. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. He's our in-game producer. We'll be right back here on Monday, so somebody will get another free sub on Monday as well, as Unitico hosts Cooperstown at 7:15 p.m. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show just about 10 minutes before tip-off there. So again, our final score, 42-25. Unitico defeats Delhi for a big MAC girls victory here today. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you on Monday on WCDO.